I think I get it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I have not been one to psychoanalyze President Trump's speeches, and I'm glad I waited because in a series of tweets, he has now explained them himself. He uses different tones, as he put it, depending on who's in the audience. When he's at a rally, for example, he is rock star Trump with smoke and lasers, playing the hits, USA, USA, drain the swamp, build that wall, lock her up. For a military audience, he's GI Trump, God, country, victory. But always lurking just below the surface, there's Festivus Trump, ready to air the grievances, and soccer hooligan Trump, who will tweet you to a pulp, especially if you do something like not vote to repeal Obamacare. Then he'll go after you even if you're a war hero with brain cancer. And this is not that unusual. Hillary Clinton, depending on the audience, would change her approach and even her accent. Same with Barack Obama. But there is one big difference. Both of them could play the one role Trump so far cannot. There is no elite Trump. There is no Trump who actually knows more about policy than you do. He may be really smart, but he never shows it. He'll send a tweet with misspelled words, for crying out loud, and Democrats ridicule him for it, but he's onto something because his supporters love him. How much do they love him? Well, he just threatened to shut the government down unless Congress bills U.S. taxpayers for a wall he promised Mexico would pay for, a shutdown that would punish only one group, middle-class Americans vacationing at national parks. And so far, they haven't made a peep. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.